He would have led all 13 men on a frontal assault and lost his life, along with the lives of most of the men. Who can say he was wrong about that? But then who can say that the men of Easy would have had the discipline, the endurance? They had been marching since 0130 after a night of little or no real sleep. They were battered and bruised from the opening shock and the hard landing. Or the weapons skills to carry off this fine feat of arms, had it not been for Sobol. Sink put Winters in for the Congressional Medal of Honor. Only one man per division was to be given that ultimate medal for the Normandy campaign. In the 101st, it went to Lieutenant Colonel Robert Cole for leading a bayonet charge. Winters received the Distinguished Service Cross. Compton, Guarnieri, Lorraine, and Toya got the Silver Star. Lipton, Malarkey, Rennie, Liebgott, Hendricks, Plesha, Petty, and Wynne got Bronze Stars. A month or so later, Winters was called into Regimental HQ. Sink, Strayer, and the staff were sitting in a tent. At the head of a table was SLA Marshall, the Army's combat historian. The atmosphere around the table was electric, Winters remembered. Those West Pointers would have killed to have the opportunity I had to be sitting in the chair across from Marshall. "Okay, Lieutenant," Marshall said. "Tell me what you did out there on D-Day. You took that battery of 105s, didn't you?"
"Yes, sir, that's right."
"Tell me how you did it."
"Well, sir, I put down a base of fire. We moved in under the base of fire, and we took the first gun. And then we put down another base of fire, and we moved to the second gun, and the third gun, and the fourth gun."
"Okay. Anything else?"
"No, sir, that's basically it."
As a junior officer facing all that brass, Winters figured he had better not lay it on too thick. So he made it sound like a routine training problem.
This is the end of Disc 3.